This financial education feature is brought to you by Nedbank. Consumer financial education. Hashtag let's change money habits. Hashtag be money wise. Nedbank, see money differently.
It's the Rise FM Drive. Thank you to Shushu Baby. But of course, we're getting into this very informative conversation that we've been having with Nedbank right here on the Rise FM Drive. On the line, joining us to have an interesting conversation around budgeting is uSisilindiwe Bucibo. And let's be honest, when it comes to talking anything, lemayelana nemali, hey, mina angathi ngivele ngabi right because now I have to think of my expenses, my income, vele le budget. Into lengafuni hlakaphetana nayo. But uSisilindiwe, on another note, we're chatting budget. Mas kuluma nge budget. What exactly are we talking about?
Let me greet you, DJ Big Zo and DJ Sibu. You know, and let me greet the learners, the listeners out there, everybody who has tuned in. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. You know, you are asking what a budget is. You know, when you're talking about a budget, we're talking about that plan, the financial plan that you create for a particular period of time or a set period of time.
Yeah.
Whether it's a week, a month, or sometimes a quarter of the year. So, you know, when we budget, it helps us understand the income that is coming in and where this income is coming from and how often do we receive the budget. I mean, sorry, the income. So when we budget, we are planning on what we will spend our income on, how we will save for the future, and also how do we plan to pay for our debt obligations. So it is very important to give, you know, that to calculate how much money is coming into our lives, so that we plan for our current financial situation and also manage spending and the behavior in terms of how we face the financial difficulties that we sometimes get, that we sometimes experience. So every time we budget, we must ensure that we include our family members because we need to work out every expense, and you find the family members will also you know, understand when a particular item cannot be afforded.
And you know, Lindy, as you speak, I'm just thinking to myself that there should be benefits of having a budget. As much as we dread putting it together, what are we missing when it comes to drawing a budget? What are the benefits that we are missing out on from doing this activity?
You are quite right. There are benefits. I mean, budgeting gives us a clear picture of our finances. It helps us control the money that we get. It helps us plan for our goals, whether those goals are short-term, medium-term, or long-term.
Yeah.
And we plan to achieve those goals. You know, whether we want to extend our homes, buy new furniture, buy new equipment, buy a fridge, buy a microwave, buy a new bed, whatever it is that we want to achieve, we end up achieving it because we have done a budget. And also, it helps us avoid those impulse buying and be conscious in terms of spending. Sometimes you find ourselves going out, okay, 300 rand, and you had a plan just to buy bread and milk, but you find yourself coming back with a bag full of groceries. It helps us avoid such impulse buying. And also, it assists us to make decisions on how we can spend our money and save our money. And when that happens, we find that it reduces stress. We don't have stresses as we may learn in the mind.
If you just joined us, you are listening to the Big Zill on Air and Sibo Pilsen right here on Rise FM. We're having conversations with our colleagues from Nedbank. Sikhuluma noSisilindiwe Bucibo. Mayelana nezimali nokubeka yona imali okhona ukuthi amancozincozi lawa ngoba phela it's never enough.
Yeah.
Imali oyiholayo. Wona lawo mancozincozi sikhuluma ngokuthi siwasebenzisa njani so that it can go the extra mile. Sisilindiwe, there must be some steps to be followed when taking and making your budget, you drawing your budget. What are some of the steps? What can we do categorically in terms of systematically as well when we're drawing up our budget?
You know, the steps are very, very, very easy when I think DJ Bigzo and DJ Sibu. They are very easy. First and foremost, we need to look at the income that is coming in from all different sources. Then we write down the total amount of the income. Then we also consider the monthly expenses that we need to incur. So we will write the expense items and we also estimate a reasonable amount for each expense item. Then once we have written all the expenses down, we then ask ourselves, are these expenses more than the income, or are they equal to the amount of the amount that to the amount that has just come in, or are they less than the income? Then when it is more than the income, obviously we need to reduce those expenses, and we reduce them by categorizing these expenses into different types of expenses.
Okay.
But what we want to get to a level where the expenses are less than the money that is coming in. So we need to decide how much we need to be left over and how much we want to save. So we need to review and adjust our spending as and when it's needed.
And I'm just thinking to myself, Sislindwe, that if I've drawn up my budget and my expenses do not exceed my income, then it actually shows an opportunity to maybe save in the future, or, you know, start considering saving.
Yes.
I like that. I like that a lot. And now I think what's lingering in our minds is that how does one get into the habits of budgeting? Because let's be honest, like you said, we are very impulsive. When our salary comes in at the end of the month, you know, some of us are thinking, let me pamper myself, let me have lunch with the girls, let me take my daughter or my son shopping. So it's not a culture or habit that we are used to. So how do we get into it? How do we start budgeting?
I think we can just look at the three easiest methods. We can create a master order. We can join a master cell. As you're saying, you have girls that you hang around with. Create a master cell with your friends, with your family, with your community members, you know, and make use of a master account. That is the easiest way of saving money and ensuring that you stick to your budget.
Now, enye izinto ocaba ukuthi zingasiza ukuthi uma singakwazi ukuthi iy'koloto zethu or my expenses way too. We try and divide them into different categories. Say these types of expenses will be part of, will be categorized as this and those as that. Within the banking sector, you are the people who know best about money. Yes. So what are the different methods that one can implement when they start budgeting and they categorize their expenses?
I'll say let's look at the four different types of expenses. We have fixed expenses, variable expenses, unforeseen expenses, and luxury items. Let me elaborate more. With fixed expenses, those are the type of expenses that you know you will incur during the month, and they do not change. Things like your rent, your insurance premiums, maybe your car installment, or even your clothing store account payments. You know, they are set. It's a certain amount that is set for about 6 months or a year. Then we have variable expenses. Variable expenses are those expenses that you will incur. You know you will incur, but the amount fluctuates. Like your groceries, your electricity, your airtime amount, you know, those, your transport, it varies. Then we have unforeseen expenses. Unforeseen, they are beyond our control. You might wake up and you are sick and you need to visit a doctor. And when you get to the doctor refers you to the hospital, which is maybe tens of kilometers away from you, and you need to spend money on transport. You need to spend money on medication. So sometimes there's even death in the family. So those unforeseen circumstances, it might be losing an item, your phone gets stolen, or your phone gets it breaks and you need to replace it. And we have then our luxury items. Our luxury items are those expenses that we incur. We can live without, but we choose to incur those expenses. Like buying alcohol, entertaining yourself. Yes, we need to entertain ourselves, but we can look at cheaper ways of entertaining ourselves. For example, instead of going to a movie house and, you know, spending money on movies and popcorns, why don't you get a DVD, invite your friends, buy popcorn, put them in the microwave, and enjoy the movie. So those are some of the things that those are some of the types of sorry, the types of expenses that we can look at.
Yeah, I actually like that because I think we need to make smarter decisions when it comes to money. As painful as it is sometimes, there's always a better option and choice to make. And I love that you highlighted on the fixed expenses and luxury expenses. I think, you know, we just look at our expenses and think, what am I willing to cut out this month? What am I willing to spend my money on?
So, and you know what we normally cut out on? We normally say clothing account. I am skipping
this month.
And you forget about the interest that they charge on any amount that gets skipped, you know?
Yeah.
And we need to get to we need to adopt a mindset where we approach our credit cards when we can't pay. And we say, you know what, this month I'm battling to pay. Can I not make a payment arrangement so that we avoid interest that can be charged and also our legal actions that can be taken against us?
I like that we are chatting about this. In fact, we're going to go back to the music. And when we get back, Sislindi, let's look into the mistakes that we too often make when it comes to budgeting, because this makes part and parcel of those mistakes that we find ourselves making.
Okay, cool.
Uto Sislindi, imbombozo, ilakshari. Yes, Ute. Yeah, with immediate effect. It is the Rise FM Drive. Good afternoon to you. If you just joined us, we're rushing to the evening and we're having a chat about banking and talking about the money, and how we can take the little that we have and have it go an extra mile. Today we're focusing on budgeting. We're talking to Sislindi Webucibo from Nedbank, right here on the drive. Sislindi, welcome back to the drive. What are the differences between needs and wants? Ngoba ai inokusixaka leto ingakho bengiyibabaza indaba ukuthi uyibalile imbombozo ukuthi luxury, but to go deeper, what's the difference between the wants and the needs?
You know, the big deal, I'll say a need is something you cannot live without, and a want is something that you can live without but you choose to have.
And it's just that simple. Kind of reminds me of when we were back at school. That's what they used to to teach us. I don't know where along the line we decided to switch it up.
Yeah. And we should remember, Huti, what you consider a need for yourself might be a want for me, and what I consider a need for myself or for my family might be a want for you. So it is very, very important, Huti, we understand our needs for ourselves and for our family members. And we can then plan accordingly and say, okay, what is it that we cannot live without and what is it that we can live without?
And then it brings me to this one. I've been waiting for us to talk about the mistakes that we too often make when it comes to budgeting. And it does include what we mentioned earlier. A luxury, a fixed expense, the needs, the wants. Ngalana, we are impulsive. What mistakes are we making, Sislindi, also in drawing up this document?
The mistakes that people would make when budgeting. We normally guess the wrong amount for the expense items, and we don't track our spending. We end up not working as a family. As I said, it is very important, Ogoti, when we do the budget, we include everybody in the household. When we don't do that, people will have financial demands on us, which create pressure and stress on our lives because we can't afford those finance for those expenses. But if they are a part of a budget, they can get to understand the amount of money that we have as a family and what expense items can be afforded. So that if Mtwana comes and says, "Ngicela i-jacket," and you can't afford it that month, Mtwana can get to understand because they've already seen the more important things that they need to survive, and you have, prioritized those things. So Mtwana, they end up gaining a skill as well to budget.
And I'm also thinking to myself, Sislindi, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm not sure about a specific expense, would it be wiser maybe to overcharge, for a lack of a better description, than to write a smaller amount just to be safe?
on the type of expense.
Okay.
For example, if I say my rent is 2,000 rand and I budget 1,000 rand, I am running a risk of losing a place to call. So we need to actually know the expense item. Yes, I can reduce maybe groceries and say, guys, this month we will only live on the necessities. We're not going to buy amayogas, which are like luxury items. And we need to understand as well, that's why we need to, what is a need for me might not be a need for you. Some families would say, we can't eat peanut butter is a want. When you in your family, you know, eat peanut butter is a need because you use eat peanut butter for certain, for other, as in part of a meal, maybe mowga umdogo, instead of using butter, you use peanut butter. Omunye umuntu feels ukuthi no, mina ngizawudla umdogo ungena peanut butter. Uyabona into short. Omunye umuntu feels ukuthi yogurt is a luxury. When omunye umuntu feels ukuthi kunomntana omncane endlini and they need yogurt to snack. So you need to decide for wena ukuthi what is a need and what is a want and start cutting down kahle. So we need to guess the correct amount for the items that we need. Because as you take a cylinder, if we don't buy the money, then could you need a more, where are you going to get the extra money from? You find the good thing. Normally, in money in our lives, we get paid once a month. And if we share a 15, it grows, it pays in dream. Since then, just your money, see what you call out, it's because it goes better.
This leads us to the very important question of consequences for having poor budgeting tendencies. When we do not budget, because smiling langaphandle, we don't budget. We just say, I know I have rent, I must pay the car. Yeah, those I cannot mess with.
Over, I think pay rent before you pay the money.
So what are some of the consequences that we must look out for when we don't do proper budgeting?
I say it's wasteful expenditure as a result of impulse buying and also failing to reach our financial goals because we were unable to save. Every year, though, we are unable to meet our monthly financial obligations because we don't budget. And sibanama unpaid debit orders. And not your bag. Most of these things, they will lead to legal action being taken against us. Or, even worse, having ama judgments against us and having a bad credit record at the end.
If you just joined us, it's the Rise FM Drive with the Big Zill on air. I'm Sibo Pilsen. We've been speaking to Cicely Ndiwe Buciba from Nedbank. I think the South African banking sector, particularly Nedbank, is aiming to make basic banking services accessible to everyone. Despite this, there are still many people who are unbanked. So Nedbank is offering this financial literacy and educational platform to develop people's financial literacy skills, and by encouraging them to change their money habits, improve their financial well-being. And that's why we are having this conversation. It's almost coming to an end, and as we're about to wrap it up, Cicely Ndiwe, very important, we need this budgeting tips. What are the tips that we need to walk away with this evening?
You know, I'd say when we budget, we must be as realistic as possible.
Start small,
you know, and reward yourself whenever you have reached a milestone. You know, your financial milestone, reward yourself by saving, not by, you know, taking money or taking it back, but save that amount and reach for a bigger and a higher goal. And also look at your budget, maybe weekly, to check if you're still on track. And if there's any variance, determine the reason for that variance and implement our corrective measures. Also, we must include unexpected events in our budget. For those doctor's visits, you know, if anything that will need the insurance claim, we must also include those events in our budget. Put our savings in an account that we won't have access to. You know, that is very, very, in like about 90-day notice account, where you know, in order for you to get your money, you need to give a bank a notice.
Yeah.
And also, track whatever you spend daily and monthly. I think when we talked about financial health, we did mention, we need to keep a diary where we write down expense items. you know, to say, what did I spend my money on today and this week? So that we know what imali yethu iyapi. Also get your family involved, as I said, and pay your accounts by debit order, include ama savings wakho.
Oh, I love the conversation we've had today, and we thank you so much for joining us. I think it's got us all wanting to start stepping into the right direction.
And making sure.
Financially.
Making sure.
Right?
Yes. Budgeting is not about how much money we actually make. It's about what we do with the money that we already have or 100%. Already are making. So for more information on what NetBank is doing to help you manage your money better, all you gotta do, especially during this COVID-19 situation, you need to go to their website, together.netbank.co.za. That is together.netbank.co.za. Sislindi, wasibonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho. Sizoxoxisana nani kwaNetBank evikini elizayo.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you to the listeners out there. Thank you so much.
This financial education feature was brought to you by NetBank Consumer Financial Education. Hashtag let's change money habits. Hashtag be money wise. NetBank, see money differently.
Rise FM. This is only the beginning.